I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring.
It is our number two here. Welcome, and to our friends on the East Coast, we say good afternoon. The rest of us, still a good Saturday morning. It is 7 minutes after the hour. Thank you for supporting our show. Thank you for being there. This is Garden America. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox. Lines open for your garden questions and comments at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825, toll-free, or john@gardenamerica.com here on BizTalk Radio. Richard, John's looking at schematics.
More work.
That always sounds impressive, right?
Yeah, John's schematics.
Schematics.
Big word. No, I was looking at an email.
Oh. Hey, one thing you said earlier when we came back from the break last time is that it was our last day of Pacific time.
Yes.
When you made a mistake about the changing the time. And I'm like, but you know what? There was just an article recently that had a fault line that goes down into San Diego Bay that they're really worried about causing an earthquake. So you might have been predicting the future that this might be the last time that San Diego has Pacific time, because we might just fall off into the ocean.
Well, that fault line, yeah, those smaller lines.
Rose Canyon.
Rose Canyon fault. I think it goes through Mount Soledad, down into Old Town, and then right into Baja. Is that what you're saying, that one?
It said it finished in Mission Bay, or San Diego Bay. Yeah.
Interesting.
So it was a new one or something.
One of the things I heard about that story was that it was fake news.
Really?
It was released by Scripps, and people have been trying to get hold of Scripps and just say, so what are you saying? Is it imminent? And Scripps won't reply.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, okay, so there's a fault there. You know, there was a fault there last year and for the last 200
years.
Exactly.
Right. Well, one thing is for sure, this is not a fake show.
Yeah.
This here is all
was
real.
Last week.
This is, he's quick. John is back, ladies and gentlemen. That's very good. Yeah, replay of last week's show. So today we are live. And then if you're hearing us on Sunday, of course, it's a replay of the show prior. How about that for being confusing?
Wow.
So if you're listening on Sunday, this is yesterday's show.
I'm starting to get a headache. It's a good thing I'm having an MRI after the show.
Still waiting for our guest.
All right. Well, I've got an email question that we can take.
I love when you read emails, John. You know that.
Okay. Tiger, you can comment on this also, even though it says, hi, John.
Okay.
It says, I think it's just because it came to my email address. Hi, John. What should gardeners be doing now to get their planting beds ready to plant their vegetable crops? Mm. And are there any new products we should be aware of?
Well, I mean,
I don't know if he means plant products or
just like fertilizers or things like that.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously people have to be ready. They clear it out. They want to amend it with some kind of nutrients or soil amendment. We just usually recommend the compost, adding a little bit. And people think they have to add a lot of compost, but you don't have to add a lot. I think when they have a bag of compost, maybe it's a 3-cubic-foot bag, they say that's a good enough amendment for a 60-square-feet area. So, you know, when you think about that, that's a pretty good size area. And then just a little bit of good organic fertilizer like Milorganite to go in there as well, and then you're ready to go, I think, for the most part.
Yeah, basically when you're adding organic material to your soil to get it ready, all you're doing is adding food for the microorganisms to be eating so that they can turn those products into nutrients that the plants can take up. So if you have a good organic bed that you plant in every year, this time of year you're going to look at it and it's going to be lower than it was the year before because those nutrients get eaten up. And maybe some of them got washed away with all the rain we had. So, yeah, just do that. You know, I know retailers will hate me saying this, but in my yard when I plant, I never use a planting mix. I just plant in the soil that's there. Mm-hmm. And then I use organic materials as fertilizers.
You feed what's already there, is what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, we usually just recommend a good fertilizer to go along with it. If it's a hard soil that's maybe obvious not good soil, then we recommend a planting mix.
But if you know your soil, you know what it needs and doesn't need.
If you can put a shovel into it without a digging bar,
yeah,
you usually can just add a little bit of fertilizer.
Right. Yeah, if you can get organic material into the soil anywhere, it's going to help. The one thing that people think that they're doing when they have heavy, compacted soils is that they'll dig a hole and then fill it up with planting mix and the plant and then wonder why their plant dies because they know they have a heavy clay soil that doesn't drain.
Yeah.
But if you dig a hole like that, all you've created is a swimming pool because the water's not going to drain and you can fill it up with all the loose material you want. When you put water in it, the water's just going to sit there, and then the roots rot. So especially in heavy clay soils, the best way to get roots into the soil is by not using any amendments in the hole so that the roots don't stay in that one area but actually go out. But then on the top layer, like maybe the top third after you filled up the hole or top quarter, then you can mix in some good organic material, planting mixes if you want, with organic fertilizers. Just not in the bottom of the hole.
There you go.
You notice how you can tell John has spoken in front of a lot of people before because if you notice the good eye contact he gives us, he explains.
Even though he's not talking.
No, he's going back and forth and many years of giving talks.
You know why I do that? It's because after cracking my head, I'm never sure what I'm saying. So I look at you guys and...
Reassurance.
You're waiting for us to see what...
Yeah, if your eyebrows raise and your mouths open up in shock, I go, uh-oh, now what did I say?
Well, we have our director and studio coordinator has a 7-second dump button. So if he hears something, he can dump that out.
When Sharon was here, I never had to wonder, but she gave us that look.
It's the stink eye.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. Our guest is ready and willing, John, so let's take care. I believe it's Andy, right?
Yeah, who are we talking to today?
Andy Dannenberger, right?
Yeah, Andy Dannenberger. He is from a company called VPG is a parent company, but they have a bunch of other companies, High Yield, Fertilome, Natural Guard, that produce fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, and things.
They cover it all.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a really fun company because it's kind of locally owned in the sense of the nurseries are the one that own the company. So therefore, a lot of the input that they get from retail garden centers or nurseries or home help centers, they take back in their corporate model. They implement them later on. So if there's a demand for a product, it's really easy for them to create one. Hey, so good morning, Andy. Are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. You know, we were just talking a little bit about Fertilome, VPG, and Natural Guard.
Correct.
Will you give us a little bit more info, especially on the Natural Guard line, because that's kind of new for you guys?
Yeah. Thanks for the intro. I appreciate that. Yeah, VPG is a little bit of a different company. Like you said, we have three brands: Fertilome, Natural Guard, Fertilome, and High Yield. So we're a national company. What's really cool about this company is that we only sell our products to independent dealers, independent nurseries and garden centers. And so that's what's, and there's not a lot of companies that do that these days. And so, but we're one of them, and our dealers and our distributors become the owner of our company. And so we pay that out, and there's a patron-owned aspect to it. So, so it's a really cool and different company. So not a lot of companies can do that. So you can never find our products in mass merchants. They're in independent dealers only. And so, and you guys were talking about fertilizers, and we make a whole line of fertilizers, organic and synthetic fertilizers. And so one of our main brands is Natural Garden Fertilome, and that's what we're really kind of expanding on these days. And so we got a whole full lineup.
Now, you know, really excited, one product that you guys are releasing, and I know a lot of our listeners are going to know about the product Spinosad. And it's always been a little bit of a hard product to use, you know, rarely comes ready to use. But you guys have actually created a new one that has Spinosad, but then also insecticidal soap along with it, right?
Yeah, we have regular Spinosad, and then we also have a Spinosad soap that comes in, a ready-to-use configuration, 32-ounce ready-to-use product, sure.
That's exciting. And so that's a product that could possibly, take care of your chewing insects, but also things maybe like an aphid as well, right?
Yeah, being Spinosad itself, it has a wide range of pests that it controls, and then being a soap as well at the same time just kind of expands that listing of pesticides that you can use on just on everything.
Andy, you're going to take a break. Yeah. Hold that thought, Andy. We're going to continue. We're going to take a break. I'm back with Andy. Calls, questions, you've got it, 855-424-9825 or John@GardenAmerica.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130.
800-616-2130.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or John at gardenamerica.com.
It is 21 minutes after the hour back here on your Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning, depending upon where you're listening. Thank you so much for joining us here at Garden America on Biz Talk Radio. John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main. Be sure to follow us on Facebook as we continue. Had to go to a break as we were speaking and still are speaking with Andy.
Yeah, hey, so Andy, before you came on the show, somebody had emailed a question about getting their garden ready. And one of the things that I wanted to save for talking to you about as a new product was your guys's Natural Guard humic product and, you know, with the humic acid product and getting a garden ready. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that? Because that's new for you guys, right?
Yeah, it's new for us. It's not new generally in the world, but it is a really, really cool product. It's called humic. We used to make it under a different name. It was called Soil Activator, but as we were to get it legal in all 50 states, we've kind of did some new marketing things and stuff, and so it's called humic. It's basically humic acid. It comes in a liquid form and it comes in a granular form. And then you were talking about fertilizers and stuff, and it's one of those products that it's a natural and organic product, as we know, but it's one of those things where you guys probably have this question that come up all the time where, you know, people tend to fertilize and they never get a response out of the plant or the tree or the shrub. You ever guys ever have that experience or have those questions come up?
Yeah, definitely. It's when people say, oh, I'm taking good care of it, but I'm just not, nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Kind of the plant staying still.
Right, exactly. So sometimes what happens is that, you know, nitrification happens or, you know, the fertilizers tend to bind or lock up in the soil. And what humic acid does is actually unlocks all those nutrients and makes it available to the plant roots. And so that's what's really, really cool about it. So it's not a fertilizer. It's actually kind of like a soil conditioner. And so it comes on, there's granular form, there's a liquid form. You apply it to the soil, and it just unlocks all those nutrients that kind of bind up in the soil over time and just makes it available right to the plant's roots. And then, you know, obviously the plant just responds and absorbs all those nutrients that happen to be there and make it all available to the plant.
And would this product be considered an organic product, or is this something that...
Yeah, it is. It is. Humic acids generally are completely natural and organic. They're derived right out of the decomposition of plants and animals in deep down into the soil surface. And it's been discovered a while back, and what they do is unearth it and make it available and process it in a granular or a liquid form and use it as a soil conditioner.
And Now, a product like that, is that something that you're going to use at the beginning of the season and then not have to use for the rest of the year? Or is it like a fertilizer that you got to use throughout the growing season?
Yeah, this is a product that you can use at any time. Obviously, in the winter months, nothing's really, really too much active. And if you have, you're in a snowy condition or a really cold weather, it's not worth doing. But most mild climates and regular gardening seasons, yeah, you could use it.
Okay. So what are some other products that are fun about Natural Guard? Because I know that you guys just released a whole slew of new products, you know, diatomaceous earth, the humic, the spinosad, like we talked about. What else can people kind of get excited about? Because this is the time of year when people have to start planning for these bug problems or these soil problems.
Right. Yeah, Natural Guard by Fertilome has really taken on a really complete package of products besides the spinosad, like we talked about earlier, or spinosad soap. We have a BT caterpillar killer sprays that are completely natural and organic. If I'm sure most of the listeners and yourselves are familiar with BT and how that and what the properties are and how that works. But there's diatomaceous earth, there's insecticidal soap just individually by itself, there's copper soap fungicides, there's a whole slew of a line of products. Even we're getting into some fertilizers and some herbicides later into 2018. And so it's really combined all into one package so people can just shop in one spot in one category and control all of their pesticides, control all their pests and insects and bugs and snails and everything else just under one brand. And what's really cool about it, like I said in the very beginning, is that, you can only find this at your independent local nursery. It's not in mass merchants, and so we're a company that really kind of believes in that whole shop local, shop small, and we're a big supporter of all those independents out there.
Yeah, and, you know, that's one of the things is, too, is whenever you go into a store, you kind of knowing what's going to work and what's going to not work or how to use it. You know, for instance, you mentioned diatomaceous earth. You know, how do I use that product? And, you know, it's kind of hard to get that from, you know, a location that's not going to be able to teach you about the product. So going into your independent garden center, is they're going to have people there that have used it before, know how to use it. They're going to be able to walk you through some of the ins and outs and what's worked for them and what's not. So that's nice because, you know, a lot of these products that you mentioned, they take a little bit of education that go along with them. They're not just, just drop it in and then, you know, ready to go. But at the same time, down the road, it's much better way to garden, much better way to kind of take care of your yard.
Exactly. We like to rely on the local independent nursery to educate people because they're usually more, they have more sense of what's happening in that particular region or in that neighborhood, and they're a little bit more educated on the products that they carry.
Yeah. Hey, well, Andy, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Hope you're having a good Saturday. Hope you have a lot of fun planned ahead. I know you're here in Southern California as well, so you know, enjoy the weather that we're having and get out there and have some fun, huh?
I will, yeah. No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to joining you at any time if you guys have any other questions.
Beautiful.
And where can people go online to find out more information? I know you guys have some good videos and tutorials on your guys' website.
Yeah, www.fertilome.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, all of those. And so you can find us all over the place, and especially at your independent nursery all over the country.
All right. Thank you very much, Andy.
All right, thank you.
All right. Take care. So there's more food for thought for our listeners. There's a lot of ways and a lot of things to do when you start growing, get into this time of the year, a lot of products and a lot of things to be aware of and new products as well. And like you said, how to use them.
Yeah. And, you know, when it comes down to these kind of more safe products to use that aren't just blanket pesticides, you have to understand that there's specific bugs that they treat and then specific ones they don't. You know, people mention the insecticidal soap and the spinosad, and, you know, we don't want to kill the ladybugs
and the bees,
you know, the praying mantis and things and the bees. Well, these are products that we can use that, you know, avoid that. And that's another really good part of it. Yeah, are they going to kill every bug in your garden? No, but that's also a good thing.
They'll kill all the bad bugs, though.
Yeah.
How do they know the bad bugs? The way they're dressed?
No, I'll tell you when we come back, because there's a reason they can tell the good from the bad.
Well, how about that for a great radio tease? All right, we are going to take a break and come back. Lines are wide open. It is open phones. Whatever's on your mind, give us a call. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
It's Bare Root Fruit Tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices used nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee your company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Six minutes after the hour back here on Saturday afternoon, Saturday morning, depending upon where you are. Thank you for joining us here on Garden America. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Follow us on Facebook and call us. Toll-free number from anywhere in the world at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Also, and we're going to hear a few of these in a moment, john@gardenamerica.com. And John, you were going to explain something.
Well, you were saying how does the chemical know the difference between a good bug and a bad bug, right?
Because they can't read the label.
That's true. But let's take the product that we recommend the most,
Spinosad. Yes.
Spinosad is a stomach poison. You know, it's an organic stomach poison.
Is there garlic in there?
No.
Okay.
Then, so you spray it on your plants. And what bugs does it kill? It kills the bugs that eat it. And those are bugs that are chewing on your plants. Good bugs won't chew on your plants, just the bad bugs.
Really?
So it's not going to hurt the good bugs.
So a ladybug's not going to chew on your plants.
No, right? They're chewing on other bugs.
It's a good bug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So bugs that eat other bugs are good bugs.
The warning we always give with spinosad, though, is that if you spray it on a bee, it'll kill it.
It will. So you want to
wait till the evening when the bees go back to their hive. Spray. Once it's dry, it's totally harmless to bees.
But don't spray it on a bee. That's
but even
right.
Any oil spray on a good bug is not going to be good for it, just because it's coating the bug with an oil.
Right.
You know, so you just got to be careful with that. So even the safest of, you know, even people that go out there with Dawn dish soap and they say, oh, this is the safest product possible, you spray that on a bee, it ain't going to be good.
No. You're going to get a clean bee, but it's not going to be helpful.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, there are ways. There are ways besides their uniforms.
That's
right. Spinosad does
right.
not kill aphids, though, which you think would be the easiest thing to kill. That's why I was excited to hear about Andy's new product that was called Spinosad soap.
Right.
So that way you can get rid of the aphids, too. I'm starting to get aphids on my roses on the new growth.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy how fast they come back?
Because
like you just said, we had cold temperatures that would keep away all those soft body insects up until maybe about 10 days ago. And like you just said, in 10 days, boom, they're gone.
Yeah, they're back.
Yeah.
Got some emails, guys.
It's email time with John Bagnasco.
Okay, this one is from Steve in Simi Valley, and he says, hello, garden buddies. My wife has been buying those Campari tomatoes at the store. Which seeds are those tomatoes? Thanks, Steve. Also, Brian, I sent you a picture from him. He said, here's the Simi Valley potato patch.
Ooh. Well, let me click on that right now and take a look.
His potatoes are doing pretty good. So this is an interesting question about the Campari tomato, because Campari is really a marketing tool similar to the cuties.
The halo, the cutie, the mandarin.
Yeah. Right, on the mandarins, those aren't actual varieties.
No.
There's three or four varieties depending on the time of year, that they sell under that label. And the same thing with the Campari tomato. Two of the varieties that I know that they use, one is Magic Mountain. And come to think of it, I think it's Mountain Magic. But anyway, those two names are in it. It's Mountain Magic.
The scary thing is I think that there's probably tomatoes by all those names.
It could be. And then there's one called Cornell M, and that's what they use. You won't find those for sale at your local garden center, though, because they usually sell for about $150,000 a pound on the seed.
Yeah.
And they're really not.
Wow.
They make nice tomatoes for marketing, but it's really not the best flavor, I don't think. But it is better than some of the other store-bought tomatoes.
Right.
Yeah. What is your favorite tomato, Tiger?
For tiger, like a sandwich? Tiger Stripe.
Of course.
Tiger, right? Now, Blush Tiger.
For a good sandwich tomato, you're going to cut it up and you're going to eat it. You're going to put it between ham and lettuce.
Well, you know, John had mentioned earlier, it's Brandywine.
Brandywine.
Brandywine is a stellar tomato for that.
You know, so. We have a tomato, we have a few left on our website called Lucky Tiger.
There we?
Yeah.
Still,
yeah.
So people can order Lucky Tiger?
Is it a plant or a seed? Is what were you saying it was?
They're grafted plants. Oh.
If you order it, I'll sign the package.
How about
that? We do have Blush Tiger in seed, right?
You're right.
Look, he's blushing right now. We should get a picture of him blushing and put it next to the product.
I don't know if he's blushing. He just got back from Costa Rica.
Yeah, it's got hard to tell him. A little bit darker.
That was a quick trip, though, wasn't it?
Was.
Right down and back again. How was the weather?
Amazing.
Hot and humid?
No, perfect. And
really?
Just perfect. Water. What? The ocean water was 77 degrees. The air temperature was 76 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Very good. Did you see any monkeys?
No, we didn't see any monkeys. All right, you know, I've seen my fair share of monkeys in my tropical travels, and I'm good to go on monkey visits.
No more monkeys. Stop right here.
Yeah.
Hey, lines are open right now to get through at 855-424-9825. We guarantee to get you on. Again, that's 855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com.
Okay, another question. This is from Rick, and his question is, are worm castings a complete soil amendment?
Hmm.
And if not, what should be added along with them? Worm castings are certainly good, a good soil amendment. I don't know if it's anything organic, you would even refer to it as complete.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to kind of draw a fine line as far as what you're considering complete. Because is it a concentrated, you know, microbial life in there that's really good to add to your soil? Yes, and that could ultimately change it.
And the term complete fertilizer usually refers to inorganic foods, chemical foods that contain nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Those are usually referred to as complete. But again, with organic, it's always important to remember that you're not feeding plants.
You're feeding the soil.
You're just feeding the soil and the soil microorganisms, which in turn will release bound-up nutrients and put them in a form that the plants can use. When you use chemical fertilizers, you can skip the transfer process because that goes right into the plant itself.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it would be like taking an IV of something. You know, rather than eating food, letting your body digest it and nourishing you, it would be like putting an IV on you and letting it go right into your bloodstream. And that's the difference.
Also, too, if you're feeding the plant only with chemical, it would seem to me that common sense would tell you that it's only going to be as good as long as whatever you sprayed it or put into it lasts, whereas you put it in the ground, it's going to have much more time for it to absorb the nutrients, right?
Right, and plants grow at a natural pace.
Right, where this accelerates it at an unnatural pace.
Right, and one of the nice things about worm castings is, and we've mentioned this before, is that they increase the amount of chitinase that's in a plant. And chitinase is a hormone that dissolves chitin. And chitin is what insect bodies are made of.
Right.
So any plant that's heavy on chitinase, insects are going to stay away from.
They know to stay away from is because it's dangerous to be around them.
Right. They'll move over to the Miracle-Gro plant.
Oh, boy. Yes, they will, with those very thin cell walls.
That's right.
Okay, let's go to Grandma Liz in Santa Maria, who has a tomato question. Grandma Liz, you're on the air with Garden America. How can we help you?
Oh, hi there. This is an old Californian, several generations, in Southern California, used to grow our own tomatoes before fertilizer, just lots of sunshine. And Dad often had them 6.5 to 7 pounds each.
Oh, my goodness.
They were a beefsteak when it laid on your plate sliced. Delicious, not watery, and actually no fertilizer, just that good old sunshine.
Well, that's a pure way to do it, no doubt.
And it worked. And the other thing was cherry tomatoes. We would often get volunteer cherry tomatoes. And one summer counted 2,200 off of that one little bush. It was a volunteer in the yard. And all those little cherry tomatoes just came popping out. So you never know what the good old sunshine and some water will do. And it just, you know, before a lot of air conditioning and all that kind of stuff.
So. Well, it's amazing that tomato was able to stand straight up.
Yeah. Thanks for your call.
6.5 to 7 pounds they were. We crowned him the neighborhood tomato king.
We've got to take a break. If you have any questions, Liz, we've got to take a break here. If you have any questions, do stay with us. And then we're going to be speaking with Marilyn, San Luis Obispo, after we finish up with Liz, Grandma Liz. We're going to take a break. It is 45 minutes after the hour. Garden
America. Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975. To find out more, call toll-free, 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And just like that, we are down to our final segment on this Saturday. Thank you for joining us. 52 minutes after the hour, 8 minutes away from the top of the hour. News coming up on many of these very fine BizTalk radio affiliates. Lines open at 855-424-9825. Or your questions and comments can be directed to john@gardenamerica.com. Let's go to San Luis Obispo. Marilyn standing by with cracked soil. Doesn't sound good. Hi, Marilyn. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and it sounds as if all of you are also.
Yes,
so, yes, thank you.
Chipper and right back
at you. I'm going to ask my questions, and you can answer what you can.
Okay.
When are the yellow geraniums going to be shipped? A cracked soil, and the rugosa rose that John said has lots of vitamin C in the hips, and the environment for bananas.
Wow.
That's so a lot. There was four in there, right?
We got yellow geraniums, cracked soil, the rose hips, and there was one more.
Let's do the easy ones first. Geraniums are when?
Start shipping April 3rd.
Yep.
And we can ship all the way through May 15th as long as you have them reserved.
I do.
All right.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yes, yours will go out, I believe, April 3rd then.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Right. The rose. The one
the
that
rose
has
was
the vitamin
called
C.
Sweet Hips.
Sweet Hips.
Sweet Hips.
Sweet Hips.
And,
the rugosa.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm not sure where you can find it because I gave everybody the link to Gurney's in the newsletter, and then somebody said, this is great, but I live in California. Gurney's won't ship this plant to California.
Okay.
But But I don't know if they are able to now. It's always something you can do to check. I have one at my house. If you came by, I'd give it to you.
Well, I have your address.
Oh, there you go.
Sure. All right. And then okay. What were the other?
Crack soil. So is your problem that, you know, you're in your garden, the soil is kind of breaking apart? What's your question regarding the cracked soil?
Because of all the rain, it washed away the mulch
kind
or whatever,
compost.
And so now it's just, like, cracked. Mm-hmm. And I have
Milorganite.
Yeah.
Right.
But I thought it requires rain in order to go into this cracked soil. No?
No, soils won't crack if there's enough organic material into them. So if you pour a little bit of mulch over the soil and just try to rake it in a little bit, that'll help, and it'll also help the Milorganite become effective.
And cracked soil is usually clay,
right.
a large amount of clay soil,
right.
and then it's wet and then dries out real fast.
When it dries, it contracts,
right.
And that's where you get the cracks.
So the Milorganite is going to be a great product because it's going to help kind of turn that into a better soil as well. So that's really good to use. And then, you know, it shouldn't be too much of a problem to recuperate that. What was your last question again? I forget
about
that one.
Bananas.
Years ago,
south of Santa Barbara, they had a banana orchard.
Yeah, Richardson's Banana Farm.
Right. They had great banana bread. And so I bought a banana from them. And it struggles. It's still there, but it's not doing anything. So does it require an environment like ginger? Because my ginger thrive.
Well, the one thing about bananas is that they don't like cool temperatures. And so Richardson's was there right by the ocean.
Yeah, the breeze.
So it never froze, and that wasn't a problem. But the other thing is bananas like heat. And, you know, if you don't have enough warm weather, it's difficult to get them to grow.
Yeah, I think that being there in San Luis Obispo, right? That's where you are?
Santa Maria.
Right.
Oh.
Right, block from Cal Poly.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, so I think that your problem is that it's just too cool there, continually there for you where you're at, probably with the banana.
But bananas are also heavy feeders. So, you know what? If you maybe put a little bit of water with liquid fertilizer, say every other week, so twice a month, if you can mix up in a watering can something. Like kelp, liquid kelp.
Yeah, liquid kelp would be.
With 5 drops of HB101 per gallon of water and physically pour it on the leaves. And
that's a great cocktail, John.
And let it drip into the soil. I think that I would say that by the 1st of June, you'll be shocked at what your banana looks like.
Really?
Yep.
HB101, 5 drops?
Right. 5 drops per gallon.
Then
2 tablespoons per gallon of, say, liquid kelp or some organic liquid. Pour it right on the leaves.
Fish emulsion with kelp or something, or no?
Yeah, fish emulsion would be okay. I prefer kelp because it has more nutrients in it, but fish emulsion's all right, too, if you have it.
Right on the leaves.
Right on the leaves and let it drip into the soil. If you have a watering can, one of those plastic watering cans, so those are 2 gallon. So it would be 10 drops of the HB 101 and 4 tablespoons of the liquid kelp and pour it on the whole thing on the leaves and let it drip into the soil and do that twice a month.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And let us know how that goes, Marilyn, in a couple of months or so, okay?
And then Brian will give you his recipe for a banana cream pie.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'll give you my address.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Marilyn. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we've got less than a minute to go. Wrapping things up, John Tiger, last words.
All right, I wanted to mention that I'm getting emails on the Marshall strawberry that people are saying, hey, put me on the list for Marshall strawberry and let me know, and I will do that. But all you have to do is just send a note to john@gardenamerica.com. I can't guarantee that we'll have very many available, but anybody who sends me a note, I'll hold the plants and let you know first.
Well, thank you so much for the entire crew. I want to thank Jeremiah, our director and studio coordinator, keeping us on the air, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. I'm Brian Mann. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Follow us on Facebook. And again, we do thank you for your support. We'll do it again next Saturday for 2 hours, 8 o'clock Pacific time, Eastern time zone, 11 o'clock. Until then, get growing and keep growing America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.